Ultraviolet spectroscopy and TARDIS models of the broad-lined Type IC supernova 2014 ad, by Lindsay A. Kwok et al. Few published ultraviolet, UV, spectra exist for stripped envelope supernovae, and none to date for broad-lined Type IC supernovae, SNICBL. These objects have extremely high ejector velocities and are the only supernova type directly linked to gamma-ray bursts, GRBs. Here we present two epochs of HST, STI's spectra of the SNICBL 2014 ad, the first UV spectra for this class. We supplement this with 26 new epochs of ground-based optical spectra, augmenting a rich spectral time series. The UV spectra do not show strong features and are consistent with broadened versions of other SNIC spectra observed in the UV. We measure Fe2-5169 angstrom velocities and show that SN2014 AD has even higher ejector velocities than most SNEIC both with and without observed GRBs. We construct models of the SN2014 AD UV plus optical spectra using TARDIS, a 1D Monte Carlo radiative transfer spectral synthesis code. The models fit the data well at multiple epochs in the optical but underestimate the flux in the UV, likely due to simplifying assumptions. We find that high densities at high velocities are needed to reproduce the spectra, with approximately 3 mSun of material at V greater than 22,000 km S1, assuming spherical symmetry. Our nebula line fits suggest a steep density profile at low velocities. Together, these results imply a higher total ejector mass than estimated from previous light curve analysis and expected from theory. This may be reconciled by a flattening of the density profile at low velocity and extra emission near the center of the ejector. This was ultraviolet spectroscopy and TARDIS models of the broad-lined Type IC supernova 2014 ad, by Lindsay A. Kwok et al.